This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
He has to pick someone that is right. I don't think. Let me just back up on it. I don't think it matters who the vice presidential candidate is historically. It has never mattered. Lyndon Johnson, Sarah for victory, Sarah Palin for defeat. But by and large, it's really all about the two candidates for president.
Did she go to the same speech school as Joe Biden? Good God, that was rough.
Tara Talon.
Can somebody please subtitle that for me? Oh man, Gabe Pfeiffer, what do you think about it?
Let's listen. Yeah, I'm a freaking genius.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
Brilliant.
Knowledge is power.
Gabe, it's been a rough week, maybe, in identity politics in the Democratic Party, and we are grateful to have you here to discuss some of it. Thanks for coming on here. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Is it imperative that the vice president pick for Joe Biden be a black woman? Can he do anything? Can he pick anywhere outside of that right now?
With all of the hype that's been going on about the vice pick being a black woman and all of Joe's recent gaffes in regards to the black community, I'm not sure how you can live in that sort of identity politics world and not see that has to happen for a constituency that's really, you know, leaning on that type of thing. Now, granted, in reality, I think Nancy Pelosi is kind of right in that the VP pick usually doesn't mean all that much. Yeah, I know. It's really weird. I'm losing feeling in my arm, I think. But
somebody get him an ointment.
Exactly. But I think in this particular year, because of Biden's apparent cognitive issues, the VP pick may be really a big deal. I mean, I've seen Democrat voters say that Biden is basically just going to be a pass-through candidate for whoever the VP is, and they're hoping that it's a black woman so that they can be the first, black female president as a Democrat kind of thing. So, it's kind of all up over the place, and it's weird.
It's hard to talk about Joe Biden today and not give you
yes,
this.
Yes, and by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
He's come out. He hasn't apologized, but he has clarified. And I was curious, Gabe, if you would know any of those notable exceptions that he might be talking about there.
Hello.
Raising your hand. Why are you raising your hand?
Mr. Notable Exception, yes.
I've seen a lot of the black conservatives that I follow on Twitter say, like, Gabe Pfeiffer, notable exception.
Yes. I've been looking for to be notable occasionally, so that's nice. Thanks, Joe. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that he gave me my black card back. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's funny how he has control over that.
Exactly. I mean, it's not that I ain't black anymore. It's that I'm a notable exception to the rest of the black community. Okay, I gotcha. Now, to be fair, I'm going to do another weird thing. I think I'm losing feeling in my other arm now. On some level, I'm going to agree with Joe. Yeah, exactly. But on some level, I'm going to agree with Joe in that the black community has presented itself politically, at least, as a monolith. And you know, it kind of speaks to what, you know, some of us black conservatives, including Chris Harps on this station, have said, is that, you know, the black community has done themselves a disservice by being so monolithic politically, that that the Democrats are going to take us for granted and the Republicans are going to ignore us. That basically makes us politically irrelevant. You know, so then what are you going to do? What's Joe going to do? He's going to appeal to a large minority group that does have a difference in their political expressions. You know, you have your Cuban community, which is largely pretty Republican, and you have communities coming out of completely different nations.
Why, if you're Cuban, you know, would, like, you be, yeah, Republican? Well, yeah. What's going on in Cuba?
Wait, that would make, so you want, we're, to be, we're talking about a place.
I wanted to ask you about that because I was listening to a little bit Outnumbered, and Lawrence Jones was on there, and I enjoy him a lot, and Harris Faulkner was talking about this too, but Lawrence said something that I thought was very bold to say, and he said, you know, in some ways, in some respects, Joe Biden was right in what he said, that there is a different level of diversity of thought, at least on the surface, what is presented,
yes,
when you're checking demographics off, or if you're taking a poll, a political poll or whatever, that the black community does stay together more. Republicans get criticized all the time for not going into the black community, not speaking directly to the black community. And as they said on Outnumbered, Lawrence said, I think maybe it was Harris Faulkner said, but when Republicans are told, why are you not spending more time in the black community? It's because they say it's because they're all going to vote for the Democrats anyway. So Republicans look at it like, it doesn't matter what we do, how much time we spend in the quote unquote black community, they're still going to vote for Democrats. And then what Harris said is maybe what needs to be done is we need to break down the idea of the community, that word community as a whole, and you know, present ourselves as more individual of thought. You know, maybe there's a much larger contingent of Democratic voters in the mix there, but I guarantee you they're voting Democrat for different reasons. They don't all have one brain and think what one singular thought. They have experiences, they have relationships that go into how they vote, just like anybody else would, just like Latinos would. So that's my question to you, Gabe. Is there validity in what Joe Biden said? Was he too honest in his statement, or was he too ignorant?
A little too honest, I think. Probably a little too ignorant in the way he presented it. But, you know, that's Joe these days. That's been Joe since forever, isn't it? But the Republican outreach, I'll say modern Republican outreach to the black community, has always been kind of a conundrum in that because of the political monolith of the black vote, there's this feeling that, well, we're just throwing good money, good, you know, political ads and outreach and all these other things at a constituency that is intractable. So, you know, there's this, you know, kind of conservative way of looking at things where it's like, well, I'm going to focus on places where I can make inroads. I'm trying to be efficient here. But I think, you know, we need to spend a little bit more investment, you know, investing in the community, in that, you know, that first conversation is not necessarily going to turn somebody into a Republican voter, but you're definitely going to plant seeds that will come to fruition later on. I mean, you know, many of the Democrat voters, you know, in my community, in my circles, you know, when I ask them why they still vote for Democrats, you know, the usual answer is something along the lines of, well, Republicans don't care about me. They don't care about us, they'll say, things like that. And well, that's a perception issue, you know, and I think those types of perception issues can be dealt with. I mean, we keep hearing about people being red-pilled, you know, when you get the something gets into your brain so that you understand that the way the world has been presented to you isn't quite right. And you go and you do your digging, and all of these red pill people, they say after doing research on things, they figured out that they were actually Republican. So we just need to plant those seeds. We need to, you know, make a red pill farm, just throw red pills everywhere and then wait for them to come to bring people into the fold.
You know, I think it's frustrating, I would say, to hear the way people are just there's just an immediate and inherent acceptance that this president is a racist individual. He just is. I mean, that has been accepted from before day one of his presidency. They said it enough. They repeated it enough that it's become legend. And it's part of the vernacular. And then in order to subsidize that along the way, if anybody is challenged on that idea of Donald Trump being racist, then we start talking about dog whistles. We start talking about not what the president said. We start talking about what we know that the president meant. And I'm like, how the heck do you know what the president meant? And they're like, well, obviously he's been a racist. And I'm like, no, he never, like, he's historically been supported by the very people who turned on him, not because he's a white dude or because he's wealthy. It's because he became a Republican. That is his great sin, that he used to be a Democrat. He used to live the playboy, wealthy, high life lifestyle. His Republicanism is his scarlet letter. It has nothing to do with anything else. So then you have Joe Biden, who are saying all black people think alike, and if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And I'm like, that's not a dog whistle. That is a hurricane siren of racist thought. That if you even put a fraction of that into the mouths where you could cite, well, Donald Trump is a racist because he said that all black people think exactly the same. And he also said that you have to do this in order to qualify as black. I mean, duh. Like, obviously, I can hear that would actually make sense to the world. But what we're hearing from a lot of the Democrats pundits that are reacting to this is they're like, well, the vice president did come back and qualify and clarify his statement. And he understood that the way it came out. I mean, like, the leash that man is given compared to the dog whistles that have crucified Donald Trump on this issue of being racist, I cannot reconcile the two, and it makes me want to bash my head in the wall until I realize I'm the only one getting hurt. The wall is just fine, and it's there for when I need it. It's repetitive. Katie, you stirred the pot yesterday on your Facebook feed. What got into you?
Well, we had this discussion yesterday after we played that soundbite from Joe Biden. And, you know, it just really made me angry because every single day I look on my Facebook feed and every single day everyone's calling out Donald Trump for the stupid stuff that he says or the horrible things that he says or just calling him out for his character and his character flaws. And so I opened up my Facebook feed as I usually do that morning. There was not a peep about Joe Biden. Nobody said anything about Joe Biden on my feed.
Do you think they knew that it had happened?
I don't know if they knew. That's the other thing, is that a lot of people get their information, and a lot of people my age get their information from social media, Twitter and Facebook. And so they might not have even known that happened because it wasn't being shared. And so after the show yesterday, I was just sitting in our office thinking, like, wow, there's probably a lot of people that haven't even seen or heard this video yet. I'm going to post about it.
Just going to slip it in right here.
And you know what? I usually...
Here's a picture of Marty.
Yes.
And here's Joe Biden.
And here's
talking
Joe Biden.
Racist.
And I just left a comment saying, if you're going to be the person that hates all of these Trump supporters for trying to twist into a pretzel, trying to defend him, and you look at this and you don't say anything, or you're trying to defend Joe Biden, then you have essentially become the person that you hate. So make it make sense to me. And nobody really could. Everyone's like, yeah, this definitely sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I want to, before we go to a break here, we can pick this conversation up on the other end. I did call Katie Stewart's office over the top of the hour break, and I spoke to a very nice lady there who, when I asked her, I said, I just want to know, first of all, I asked to speak to Katie. Katie was not there. And I said, I just want to know if Katie is elected, if she's reelected in November, will she support Mike Madigan for speaker when the vote comes? She goes, oh, I couldn't answer that for her. And I said, And I didn't say anything. I just waited. And she's like, would you like me to call you back? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. So I gave her my cell phone number. And so I am waiting for that question to be asked of Representative Stewart. And I think what I'm going to do, I don't want them to call me in the middle of a segment and not know what they're saying. So maybe if they call me back, Ryan, we're going to go tag you're it. Katie, you're going to turn my microphone off. And okay. I'll quickly take the call and get the answer and report it to you folks. So the answer wasn't obviously no, because she was very, very hesitant to say anything on behalf of the representative, as she shouldn't if she doesn't know what the answer is. But we'll get to the bottom of it. And I would encourage you, if you are in Katie Stewart's district, that's why I called her. She's my representative. We just spoke with Darren Bailey at the right going into the top of the hour, who is a state rep. Call your current state rep. If you're in the 111th and Monica Bristow is your representative, get on the phone right now. It literally took me less than 5 minutes and ask, if you win in November, will you support Mike Madigan for speaker? I would love to know what you find out. Whoever you call, comment on the Facebook Live, the YouTube Live, the Periscope Live, and tell us what you find out. And I will take that phone call right here on my phone. You see, I got Epcot on my phone. Yeah, everybody.
Nice.
I know how you feel about that. We'll take it when it happens. Not on the air. Not going to do it on the air, but we'll take it when it happens. We'll be right back with more of Gabe Pfeiffer, Ryan, Katie, and myself in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So happy, like the first day of summer.
Well, if you weren't sure that it was 2020 quite yet, I was scrolling through my stories that are suggested to me by Google. I guess based on my Google search results, I don't know how we got to here, but this is from The Guardian. It says, you swine, German nudist chases wild boar that stole laptop. I'll let you process that for a second. German nudist chases wild boar that stole laptop. I have to click on this and find out more. A nudist bather who chased a wild boar near a Berlin lake after it stole his laptop was applauded by onlookers after a successful pursuit. The photographer who captured the drama said the unidentified nudist was happy for her to share the images, which show him in bare-bottomed pursuit of the boar and her two piglets while fellow bathers look on in amusement.
What would a boar need a laptop?
Katie, I'm going to send this article to you on Facebook Messenger just so that I can pull it up and share it. I'm going to share one of the images on the Facebook Live broadcast. From the back end, it looks like Bill Barr. I mean, like what I assume it would look like.
The person?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can't wait to show you this.
I'm amazed.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, how does a boar pick up a laptop? That's the biggest mystery of that whole story.
With his teeth.
Tough.
Really?
With his mouth.
Katie's like, you idiot.
Ding dong.
No, the actual
need to
question
write
is
resumes.
Why?
Now that you say so, I guess there really is no other option for the boar than to pick it up with its mouth.
With
so,
his
stupid me.
Did I send it to you, Katie, or did I just send that to somebody else?
You did not send that to me.
Oh, Lord.
So
oh,
there's somebody else named Katie.
Probably your brother.
Your brother, Katie.
I swear I sent
it
to you.
Oh, here we go.
I don't understand.
You didn't get it?
Okay, I got
good. Because, you know, it's like you. Last night we bought something off of Facebook Swap, a Garmin VivoFit, and You know, wouldn't it be weird to all of a sudden get a message from someone and it's about a German nudist chasing a wild boar, stole his laptop? I mean,
now that we're friends, check this out.
And I know where you live. But let's talk about this very important piece of information here. Oh my
gosh! I'm gonna be sending you these once a day.
I have to say that in the realm of German nudist chasing boars, these are very tasteful photos. If you were not streaming us on Facebook or on the YouTube channel, you can definitely pull it up right now, and I'll leave this up here. Let's see if our numbers go up or down.
They're a little baby boar too.
Yeah, aren't they cute?
May I ask what? I don't think any of us will have the answer to this question, but maybe someone in the chat will.
Could you see that being Bill Barr?
Yeah, I can. That looks like Bill Barr chasing a pig.
No.
Yeah. I mean, if it had to be somebody chasing a pig, that would be Bill Barr.
What makes, like, what?
That's amazing.
What is someone thinking when they say, today is the day I'm becoming a nudist? Yeah, and I'm doing my thing today.
Yeah, here's the other thing about this as we're looking at the pictures now. Nobody else in this picture is naked.
Look at how happy they all are there.
Just that guy.
This is what we need. Look at
This is not a beach either. It's just like a forest.
It's like
like you're sitting in a plane that's not been well mowed.
You look at these people.
And this guy's
right
just naked.
Here's a guy in a Speedo. And his kid is just like,
what are you kids doing right there?
I don't think it's the kid's fault that this German nudist is running through the... Don't blame the kid.
I'm blaming him.
The question is the kid hiding from the boar or the nudist?
Good question. I think somebody unleashed those pigs to try to get that guy's laptop because he's the only nudist there.
We can't see from the angle that these people are looking what they're hiding from, so I think it's hard to make an objective decision based on
was the boar just trying to get entertainment for its children?
Maybe so.
Hey kids,
maybe
watch
so.
I'm gonna send some emails in this nudist man's laptop, or maybe he stole the laptop from the nudist and didn't realize it belonged to the nudist and then was just like in a panic saying, I gotta get away from this guy. So it wasn't so much a stealing of the laptop as it was fleeing from
great
German
point
nudist.
Yeah,
so the boar was just kind of trotting along. It's like, hey, free laptop, and then, oh no, some naked guy's chasing me, and just kind of takes
he
off
was, right, hoping to sell it on eBay.
right he hey here's a laptop I needed eBay. A laptop. Oh wait, it's a naked guy's. I gotta get out of here.
I tail it. Literally hightail it out.
German nudist chases wild boar that stole laptop.
If we blog this,
photographer
can we
who
say...
captured moment naked, bather, gave pursuit, says he, quote, gave it his all.
Do we know if he got the laptop back?
I'm sure he did.
I don't read the fourth and fifth paragraph.
I'm sure he
did. No, it said that the pursuit was successful, didn't it?
I don't know.
Because the bag contained his laptop, he gave it his all, even though he was in his birthday suit. The boar's flight was slowed by a cardboard box in its path.
Ooh.
The man clapped his hands and hit the ground with the stick, prompting the boar to drop the laptop. Another witness said, quote, when he returned from the forest, everyone applauded him, end quote. Quote, we urge people not to panic in such a case. Quote, we have so far had no injuries. The animals are quite used to humans. Not like that.
They know what laptops are.
The naked man emerges from the forest victorious.
Yeah, if you need to know what kind of beach this is, just know that the boar was tripped up by a cardboard box, and the naked man is running past a large pile of weeds.
That's
it's not a good-looking beach.
Unkept.
Is anything happening
into the
that's
Dave
important?
Glenn.
No.
Are we delinquent in anything right now? Liberty Mutual is on my Fox News TV, so it can't be that important.
Liberty Biberty.
That is one of their best commercials. Ryan, you sent a message that said that John Durham, there's some potential John Durham news coming sort of soon?
Yeah, it's kind of rumor mill stuff, but they say that inside the Beltway. What's that?
They.
Who's they?
They, as in, Real Clear Investigations put out this report, but they're talking to his ex-colleagues and just about, you know, is he the kind of guy who's going to wait till after the election to drop something like this? I can't look at the screen right now. You guys are still, there's still nudity.
They're talking about you, Ryan.
Everyone applauded when he put pants on. Yeah, that would apply
to me. Today's the first day he's worn pants.
I'm wearing a nice shirt, though. So they say that he's not the kind of guy that's going to wait until after the election. And they're saying they expect that he's going to drop some bombshells even before Labor Day.
It's almost Labor Day. Which means, Katie, you know what that means.
No, I don't want to know.
It's almost Christmas.
No.
That's it. That is what that means.
No.
Days until Christmas. Let's Google here real quick before we go.
Until Christmas. Oh, more German nudity came up.
Days.
No, you just messed up your Google search.
Oh, whoops. Hit the wrong button.
140 days. 140 days. I have to go shopping.
No.
For all of you people who do care, and I know some of you do, and I've had people here real quick before we go. You guys weigh in on this. I get asked by as many people as I get told if I say the D word on the show, and the D word is more than 400 slots.
Yes.
The place that I vacation to, if I say that, I will get people who go, you talk about that all the time. I mean, if Disney World collapsed into the earth and disappeared and I reported it, I would get hate from you people. So I try not to talk about it very much. But if you are somebody who is interested in Disney World stuff, they have huge sales going on right now because apparently they have so much stuff that isn't being bought by tourists that if you go on shopdisney.com right now, it is a great opportunity to save a boatload of money and buy some Christmas gifts now in August before you have to do it in December. So maybe you should go do it now. My question to you guys is, do you think I should talk more about my vacation, or do you think if I talk about it, are you with the haters, the people who tell me that I shouldn't ever even mention the word?
I say talk about vacations all day, every day. I love hearing about that stuff.
Talk about vacations, but come up with a code word for
What's
Disney.
That's what we need to do.
So you don't have to use the word, like derby.
Derby?
Yeah, like
Derby's
Kentucky
good.
Or roller.
I'll take suggestions here roller. On our chat that's live, and you can tell me what you think, because some of you who are on Facebook are the ones who message me. I've also been told that I say the word absolutely too much, which I kind of agree with, and every time I say it, I want to slap myself in the face, that I say my age too much, that I mention that my husband's a teacher too much, and I talk about Disney too much. So if you're playing at home, you just got a bingo. We'll be right back.
Bingo!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Watching the Facebook Live right now, or the YouTube Live, or the Periscope Live. That's new on Twitter. Gabe, did you know we're on Periscope now?
I heard.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, you can go to at Annie Fry Show on Twitter and see it. You would be seeing wonderful pictures and videos from our vacation, and it's adorable. How can you not just have your heart be warmed by this? We're watching Dumbo right now. We're waiting on Congress to come up with some sort of deal that is going to be the next stimulus package. We're also waiting to see if they're going to be able to come together by the air quotes deadline that was supposed to be today. I don't think it's going to happen. Ryan Wiggins is happy if it doesn't happen, so we'll just sit and wait, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Real or fake news? You guys ready to go? Katie, can you can you start us off?
Sure.
Sure.
I've got a good one.
Okay.
I believe there are moderate Democrats that exist in their party, just like I think there are moderate Republicans in our party. They just don't get a lot of attention because what they have to say isn't controversial.
This is possible. I think they're probably annoyed very much so by the extreme, which, you know, normally you are.
Yeah.
I'd say that's true.
I'll agree. I'll say that's real news. And I think that both sides do it. We grab the most extreme version of the other side and assume that that's at what everybody is. Especially on Twitter, we see that a lot on social media, that people will do that to us. Here's a Republican in a store in Walmart screaming and tantruming that they have to wear a mask. This is every Republican. Mm. Like, we definitely see that a lot. However, I do think the far left is moving that party further and further left as far as policy goes.
Gabe, you agree?
Oh yeah, that's real news for sure. You know, I can't remember what all the phrases are, but you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, the loudest you know, barrels are the empty ones. You know, whatever the saying is you know, the biggest, you know, most influential presence seems to be the worst kind, and you know, on the fringes of whatever you're talking about. So that's what it is. It's political theater. And I think the media feeds into it, especially because, you know, they're basically just the reporters at the gladiatorial arena. It's just, instead of, you know, feeding gladiators against each other, putting gladiators against each other, we've got the two extremes of the parties.
Mm-hmm. Vicky and, or let's see, yeah, Carlo and Vicky both say real news as well. So I think that's a unanimous one. Here, I'll do one real quick. If you're going to cancel anything, you have to cancel everything. That's
Ooh,
it.
Man.
I don't know that there's a successful canceling of any, like, if you cancel something based on a mess up, canceling means there's no second chance. There's no opportunity for a reprieve. I think the only person who can cancel a specific thing is the person responsible for it, is if they give up, if they refuse to you know, maybe clarify or bend, and there's no audience for it, but ultimately it's because that person or that thing refused to bend. We live in a society today where things get canceled. The company, the business, the person reacts, they try to modify, but you're still canceled. You're over, you're done with. And I think that you could go into any business and find something somewhere where you could make a big enough story, if you had a big enough microphone and a bold enough camera, that you could cancel everything. So I say, I'm not for it. I don't like boycotts. I don't like canceling. I say, do what you do with the money that you work hard for. Throw it where you want to throw it. And everybody else should just mind their own business.
Real news, I would have to say that if justice is going to be applied at all, it has to be equal. So I got to agree with it.
I agree with it. What I'm thinking about is, like, the level of what you have done to be canceled. You know what I mean? Like, if you've done something really, really horrible, I think you should be canceled. But if you've done something and you regret it and you're apologetic and you're asking for forgiveness, then probably give that person a second shot.
I mean, like, outside of crime, where you're canceling is you being put into jail cell. I mean, I'm not talking about crimes specifically, but Katie sent me the John Crist video last night. I should have shared that last night. We can share it today. Mm-hmm. Where he goes around and he looks at every single thing in the store and he's canceling everything. Yeah, he's canceled.
Yes.
And the crazy thing about that is he was canceled because he was having inappropriate conversations that weren't necessarily in line with the Christian comedy that he was putting out there. He went and got help for it, and he's back. And I'm happy that he's back. Do I need him to be a perfect human being for me to appreciate what he has to offer the world? I don't. Do I need him to understand what he did was not right? I do, and he took care of it. So to me, canceling is a permanent thing. I don't know that you get to uncancel. And who is the they that gets to cancel things?
Yes.
And uncancel things? That's like Joe Biden canceling Gabe's black card. Give me a break. What do you think about that, Gabe?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's real news. I mean, cancel culture itself is just a cesspool of horribleness. My real or fake was actually about cancel culture, so I don't know if I want to go right into it
Okay. For it.
All right. I think cancel culture wouldn't exist without social media.
Oh, totally.
That's because
attraction.
Yeah. 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 I mean, we've had boycotts before, right? In the past, we've had. Basically awareness campaigns where people would say, you know, this person or this group is doing X, Y, and Z, and we don't want to, you know, we've had those types of movements in the past, but the whole idea of canceling either a person or an organization or a TV show or whatever, it's really just basically a Twitter mob. You know, the same people we were talking about earlier who are the loudest people, even though they're tiny in number, somehow manage to get the ear of powerful people, and those powerful people get scared and they start canceling things. And without the megaphone of social media, those fools would have no one to listen to them, and none of this would happen.
Chris says on Facebook, if it's that bad, it will cancel itself by no one watching. And I agree. I think that's what capitalism is, and I say embrace it. Ryan, you got one?
Yeah, I'm going to say that, and I would love to know what the women think about this, because I have a feeling that the guys are unanimous. But it is very important, especially in light of not being able to do so for the last few months, for guys to have a place to go and be guys, like sports bars and stuff.
I guess you'd have to tell us what it means to be guys, because I would say not all guys would want to do the same thing.
I'm sorry, read it one more time.
It's important for guys to have a place to go and be guys with no filter.
Yes, I think that's real news. I absolutely think that's real news. And it doesn't, I don't think it matters the place, like your example is a sports bar. I know my husband is like, I want to play video games with my boys for 3.5 hours because I need to escape reality, and I need them to understand what I'm saying and not be ridiculed by you for what I'm saying. So let me do this with my guys and escape a little bit. So, I mean, that just happened last night. My husband was like, I need some me time with my boys. Is that cool? I'm like,
this is what I think. I don't know that it's a matter of being that you need space to be guys, but you do need your space to be yourself, which is probably what you mean by that, but I'm just broadening it a little bit. That, you know, when my husband says that he wants to go golfing, I love golfing and I enjoy going with him. And I've asked him before, like, if you would like to go golfing by yourself or with a friend, you can go do that. Or if you'd rather go by yourself, if you'd rather me not come, that's fine too. And he's like, if we can make it work with kids and stuff, he'd always rather have me come. That's what he tells me, at least. But, you know, like, I think it has to do with what your interests are. And a lot of times, if men and women don't have the same interests, my husband and I have a lot of the same interests. We both are sports fans. Like, we would go play tennis, we would go play golf, we would go watch a baseball game, we would, you know, do that type of stuff. So I think that makes a difference. But if men and women, especially in a relationship, or especially when you have kids, if you don't have the opportunity to be an individual and you lose that individuality, it can be a very, very destructive thing for your relationship. So I would say real news that you got to be able to have time and space to be who you are. And if that means with people that are the same sex as you, then great. If that means a certain group of people that are maybe the same age range as you, great. So I'd say real news.
Oh, yeah, definitely real news. I mean, men, something I think the ladies don't really know is that we filter ourselves a lot around you.
What?
Man, that's saying something, folks.
What? And,
I mean, just good men, we adjust the way we behave when we are in the presence of women. So, and
just
even,
do the
even
rest
if you're
of the show,
one
like
of the guys,
here.
Even
do the rest
one of
like
the guys,
you guys aren't here.
You know,
yeah.
He's like, yo, we still don't go full out when we're with that one girl who says, no, I'm just one of the guys. No. We treat you like a lady still.
Yeah. If we do the rest of the show like they're not here, then either we won't be here on Monday or they won't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the show.
Or the show in general. Just canceled. 3 hours of
So yeah, it's definitely important.
And then you guys have another one you want to get in before we go to a break?
Yeah, I got a stupid one.
Go real quick.
Tuna sandwiches are the best type of sandwich.
Barf! You get off the show! What kind of nastiness is that?
Love them. They're the best. They're not too filling. They're very light. They're delicious. They're healthy for you. I just love them. They're great. You can mix in some mayo, some mustard,
chicken sandwich,
salt and pepper.
What about, or, you know, what about an Italian sub? I mean, there's so many things that I would just, I would take over a tuna salad sandwich.
I would take a tuna sandwich that trumps all other sandwiches.
Wait, Carlos, did you say tuna salad or tuna?
Just tuna.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's even worse.
Exactly.
Well.
I mean, I'll take a tuna melt, maybe.
Egg salad is the best non-salad salad.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with that.
No. Chicken.
Chicken or
potato salad.
Yeah, chicken pecan's a really good salad sandwich.
Arby's has
a potato salad is solid. Potato salad is solid.
All right. Well, it's hard to figure out how we're going to get out of this and segue into
now we're just making everybody hungry. So, you know.
Get on our Facebook Live, our YouTube Live, or Periscope Live and comment any of your Ask Me Anything questions that you might have. If you have ever wanted to ask something of myself, of Ryan, of Katie, of Gabe, comment along the chat here, and we will include those at 2:25. When we come back, we'll get an update on what is going on in the world. We'll see if there's any update on that stimulus package, and we'll over the break here on our live, we will show some more vacation pictures. The one I'm going to put up right now is myself and my mother on a roller coaster, and I mean, if you could hear it, it would blow your mind. We did our best we could to wear our masks during this thing, but when you're on a roller coaster and you got a mask on, it's kind of weird, but we did it. We did as best we could.
Can't scream in your heart?
Yeah, you know, that's what Japan told you to do, and I tried to do that once, and I laughed at myself the whole time, so I don't know if it really was productive at all. We'll be right back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.